Wednesday of natural causes in his house in the hills of Cornish, New Hampshire. Steve Taylor, a local resident who first met.
All right,
welcome everyone back here in Naknek, Alaska for the Sockeye Classic, where the first round action between the King Cove T-Jacks and the Manicotic Lynx has resumed already. Johnny Samuelson opened the half of the basket for the T-Jacks to run their lead to 24-17, and he was answered by a two-pointer from Manicotic to make it a 24-19 game, and Manicotic now has the ball with 6:32 to play in the third quarter. They have it on the far side. It looks like Andrews has it. He throws in the backcourt, taken there by Cody Mack. One on three. Cody goes in. No good. And the rebound is hauled down there by Jonathan Franklin. He gets it over to Benji Moken. And Manicotic is shooting on my end of the court this half. Here's a drive in. The shot is put up. No good by Franklin, but he gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Andrews. Andrews with the shot. No good. Rebound taken there by Mark Newton. Ahead to Johnny Samuelson. The ball is knocked loose. Mark recovers it. Now it's stolen by Jason Mike. He gets it back to Benji Moken, who throws it away right over here to the Lynx bench. And with 5:56 to play here in the third quarter, Christensen will inbound the ball in front of us to Johnny Samuelson. King Cove with a 24-19 lead over the surprisingly tough Manicotic Lynx team here. Christensen takes it in the middle, back over to Newton, to Johnny. The top of the key, the ball is stolen. The ball goes loose. Johnny gets it and lobs it to Mark Newton. Nice save there by Johnny. Christensen with it. He goes up, passes out to Avery Samuelson as he got stopped inside. Avery picks up the dribble, gives it to Johnny on the right wing. Nice dish at the foul line to Mark Newton. His shot is short off the front of the rim, grabbed there by Jason Mike for the Manicotic Lynx, and they head back down this way, trailing 24-19 with 5:22 to play in the third quarter. And the ball is dribbled there at the top of the key by Jonathan Franklin. He gives it over to Deron Paul, back to Franklin, now to Paul. On the left wing, he dribbles in towards Cody Mack, just kind of stationary there. Bounce pass over to Jonathan Franklin. On the right wing down there, looks like Andrews. He tries to drive. Good job cutting the baseline by Mark Newton. Pass in the middle to Benji Moken. He puts it up. It rolls around and drops through. Nice shot there by Moken, and that's the first two of the game that I have down for him. And it's 24-21, T-Jacks. Mark Newton with it across the timeline, lobs it to Johnny Samuelson. Avery Samuelson with a three, no good, too long, rebounded by Christensen, and he puts it up and in. Nice job on the offensive glass there by Christian. King Cove's lead is back to 5, 26-21. Jonathan Franklin brings the ball across the timeline for the Lynx, guarded by Cody and Johnny at the top of the circle there. Gives it over to Theron Paul. He dribbles. His pass is knocked away by Cody, but Paul recovers it, drives the lane, loses it, kicks it over on the right side to Andrews. Andrews throws it over to Benji Moken right in front of us. He fakes Avery Samuelson off his feet and goes in. Shot no good. Rebound is tipped and grabbed by Mark Newton, who tries to save it in. And it's batted out of bounds by Jason Mike. T-Jacks basketball. Substitution now as Wesley Ellerelia comes in, replacing Benji Moken for the Manicotic Lynx. Exactly 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. T-Jacks 26, Lynx 21. Johnny Samuelson double-teamed at half court. He dribbles around that, goes through the defenders, dishes it out to Christensen coming in. He misses the shot badly from the right side. Got a little out of control there. Rebound pulled down by Jason Mike over to Matt Andrews. Matt dribbling the ball on the right wing. Crouch low, going one-on-one with Johnny Samuelson. He beats Johnny to the corner. Johnny partially deflects the pass that's given there to Wesley. Wesley with it back to Andrews. Andrews top to Theron Paul. Paul dribbles the ball. And he looks back for Andrews, who brings up in the right wing, stops, lobs it across for Jonathan Franklin, who saves the ball. And now the ball is on the floor, tied up there by, Cody Mack and Theron Paul were tied up. Paul came away at the ball and got it to Franklin, and now we have a foul on Cody Mack. I have that as Cody's second, and that's what the board says. First team foul this half on the King Cove T-Jacks. Another substitution here now for the Manicotic Lynx as Kiko John comes into the game to replace Jason Mike. Number 13, Franklin dribbles the ball at the top of the three-point arc. Looks right side for Paul. Back to Franklin. His shot is partially blocked and taken out there by Mark Newton. He launches it down to Cody Mack. Dish over for Johnny Samuelson, and Johnny has to pull it down and go back out. Now he reverses dribble, drives baseline, goes up off balance, and puts it up and in. with the right hand, and he's going to draw the foul. And that foul will be on number 33, looks like. Theron Paul is first. A beautiful two-pointer there by Johnny as he went in, was falling away, and put it up over the defender with his right hand, far behind his head as he drew the foul. And with 2:50 to play in the third quarter, Johnny will try to complete the three-point play. He dribbles twice, puts up the shot, and it's good. Three-point play for Johnny Samuelson. Johnny with 17 now in the game. T-Jack's lead is their biggest of the game at 8 points at 29-21. The ball is brought up there by Franklin. He gets it over to number 31, Wesley Ellerelia. He splits the defense. Nice drive. Puts up a shot off the glass. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Mark Newton. Long pass to Johnny Samuelson, but it's knocked away there. Stolen back by Christensen. He gets it to Johnny. Johnny drives in. A nice dish to Avery. He fakes. Goes up, and Avery's going to draw a foul on the floor. And that foul is going to go against the Manicotic Lynx. Number 21, Tyler Nanaluk. Did see that Tyler had come back in the game. Let me check here. There he is. So Tyler is in the game. Avery draws the foul on the floor, so it'll be T-Jack's ball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Avery to throw it in. He slaps the ball, lobs the pass out for Cody at the top of the circle to Johnny left side. Dribbles to the middle. Nice dish underneath off of Christian's hands. He saves it, gets it out to Avery on the left wing. Fakes the three, drives around for a two, puts up no good around the rim and out. Rebound taken down there by number 41, Jason Mike of the Manicotic Lynx. With 2:07 to play, third quarter, 29 T-Jacks, 21 Lynx. Jonathan Franklin dribbling the ball patiently, challenged now by Johnny Samuelson, who knocks the pass away, but it's picked up by Wesley. He loses it, though. The pass goes down to Cody Mack, and Cody lays it in. That's a rare fast-break basket for the King Cove T-Jacks today. Their lead now stands at 10, their biggest lead of the game. Cody's first 2 points of the game, and there's a timeout on the floor by first-year Manicotic Lynx coach Nick Gilbertson. He gets his troops over in the huddle there. They put up a good effort already, really throttling down the high-powered T-Jacks offense, especially in the first half. The first quarter, Johnny Samuelson was not on the board till it was under a minute to play when he hit two free throws, but now he's come on strong and has 17. Cody Mack with two, Avery Samuelson and Mark Newton with four apiece, and Christian Christensen also with four for your King Cove T-Jacks. As we mentioned earlier today in the morning game, Coach George Cromer and Luke Miner's Sandpoint Eagle squad lost a hard-fought game to Dillingham, 65-50. Sandpoint was led in that game by C.J. Roby with 26 points, Brandon Smith with 16, Troy Bowsley with 6, and Mallory Gunderson with 2. Back to live action now as the ball is inbounded by the Lynx. Theron Paul gives it to Jonathan Franklin, who brings it across the timeline. Here's an interception by Christensen. He dribbles in, takes it all the way himself, and lays it in. Nice fast break there by Christian. And the T-Jacks are up by 12 now, starting to get a little room between them and the Lynx. But after last night's fourth quarter collapse, nothing is safe. And here the ball is trapped at half court by Johnny and Cody, but they get it over here to Ellerelia. He backs out now to the half-court circle. Coach Link was calling for pressure. He gets the ball to Theron Paul. There's pressure from Cody Mack. Johnny Samuelson pressures Ellerelia at the circle. Now Cody gets in there. The ball is loose on the floor. Taken up by Johnny. It comes to Christian. He lobs it down for Cody. He goes up for the reverse and lays it in. Nice finish by Cody. And a good hustle on the defensive end by Johnny Samuelson and Christian Christensen. 35-21 now. T-Jack with a 14-point lead as the clock ticks down to 47 seconds to play in the third quarter. Nice double screen at half court by the Lynx. And Franklin takes it in and finishes it off. And now Johnny Samuelson goes down, hits the deck hard, and he draws a blocking foul. His shot was no good off the back of the rim. And now we have a technical. Let's see what they call. All right, so there's a foul on number 31, Wesley Ellerelia, and he follows it up with a technical. The official wasted no time. Not sure what Wesley said, but it wasn't well received by the referee, and he's coming over now to explain the situation to Lynx coach Nick Gilbertson. This is Nick's first year coaching in Alaska. He has coached before in Oregon before coming up to take the Manicotic job. Johnny Samuelson shoots the first technical and knocks it down. 35-23. Second one is good as well. I actually think it's supposed to be, there we go, 37-23. Now Johnny will shoot the original foul, or maybe this is the technical. And that shot is up off the front of the iron, hits the glass and drops through, and he'll have one more. And the shot is up and good. So Johnny calmly drops in four straight charity tosses. That becomes a four-point play and possession for the T-Jacks with 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. 39-23, T-Jacks leading the Manicotic Lynx. And that may have certainly didn't seal the game, but that was a big blow to the Manicotic hopes as a 12-point game became 16 without a second going off the clock. And now the T-Jacks will have the ball out. Now we have another conference at the scorer's bench as Michael Nanaluk attempts to check in for Manicotic and does, replacing Tyler Nanaluk, number 21, comes out. Gets a congratulatory handshake from Coach Gilbertson. The ball is handed to Cody Mack, and he inbounds it to Mark Newton. T-Jacks on the offensive. Christensen with the ball, hands it off to Cody. Cody hits Johnny at the foul line, turns around, takes a dribble. Going to be called for steps. Good call there. Johnny did a little electric slide as he attempted to drive the lane. And add to the T-Jacks lead. 26 to play here in the third quarter, 39-23. T-Jacks with a 16-point advantage. Pressure in the backcourt now. Lob pass gets it into the front court. Christensen goes down hard. No call there as he was defending Benji Moken. The ball goes out of bounds back to the Lynx. Benji Moken will inbound on the far side. 17 seconds to play. He slaps the ball, inbounds it to Andrews. Andrews with the ball looking the foul line for Franklin. He goes up with a shot. No good off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Avery Samuelson. Avery gets it to Johnny. 3-on-1 break for the T-Jacks. Underhanded dish to Mark Newton. Mark puts it up and in. We heard the slap from here, but no call on that one. Mark Newton with 6 points as he scores just before the buzzer to end the third quarter here. And after three, your King Cove T-Jacks 41, Manicotic Lynx 23. And we'll keep it right here with you for about 60 seconds while the teams huddle up and get ready for the final quarter of play. King Cove, in that period, scored 19 points and held the Lynx to 6. So they took a 5-point lead that was generated on a 3-pointer by Johnny Samuelson at the buzzer from near half court. And they've extended the 5-point lead to 18 as we go to the fourth quarter of play. Normally this would be a safe lead. Last night, the T-Jacks nearly let a 20-point fourth-quarter lead slip away against Lumen Christie in South Anchorage. Lumen Christie, led by Seth Backick, came charging back. Backick with, I think, 18 points in the fourth quarter, and they cut the T-Jacks lead from 20 down to 2 with 2 minutes to play. And then the T-Jacks, with some clutch foul shooting, hung on for a 58-53 win to run their record to 10-0. Back to live action now as the ball is inbounded by Johnny to Mark Newton. Over to Cody. He hits Johnny in the corner. Fall away three. No good. Rebound is out of bounds to the Lynx off of Christensen there. Leading scorer for the T-Jacks is Johnny Samuelson with 19. Nope, make it 21 for Johnny. Here's a loose ball on the floor in the lane, grabbed by Mark Newton. He puts it ahead for Johnny Samuelson. Johnny goes in, lays it off the glass and in. 23 now for Johnny Samuelson. T-Jack's lead is an even 20, 43-23. Manicotic brings it across the timeline. Franklin pressured there by Johnny. The ball goes right wing to Andrews. He picks up his dribble, looks cross court for Benji Moken. Underneath for Jason Mike. Nice hustle by Christensen as he bats the ball right to me. And it'll go over to the Lynx right in front of us out of bounds. Good hustle there by Christian as he knocked that pass away intended for Jason Mike and prevented a sure basket for the Lynx. Here's a lazy bounce pass by Theron Paul out to Benji Moke or Franklin. The ball is loose at midcourt, rolls all the way down to the free throw line. Johnny Samuelson picks it up and lays it in for the easy two. Johnny with 25 now to lead the T-Jacks, who hold a 45-23 lead with 7 minutes to play in this one. Here's another ball knocked away by Johnny, but it's recovered by Benji Moken. He gives it to Andrews, who saves it out of bounds. Mark Newton now has it batted away from behind by Benji Moken, but the ball rolls out of bounds to the T-Jacks. The referee hands the ball to Mark Newton with 6:52 to play. He gives it in to Johnny Samuelson. Dribbles across the Bristol Bay Angel logo in the center of the court and lobs it right side for Christensen. Down in the corner to Cody Mack. Nice dish inside to Avery Samuelson, who hesitated and had the ball stolen away. Now here comes Matt Andrews with a fast break opportunity. And he goes 1-on-3 against the T-Jack defenders. Misses a lay-in, but draws a foul on Johnny Samuelson. That'll be Johnny's third foul. He picked up two in the first couple of minutes of this one. But Johnny seems to have a good ability to play in foul trouble and not commit needless fouls. The first shot by Matt Andrews bounces off the front of the rim. No good. He'll have one more. 6:35 to play in this one. T-Jack's 45. Manicotic Lynx, 23. Matt Andrews with 6 points in the game. He dribbles the ball, sights in the second foul shot, and that one rolls around and in. 7 in the game for Andrews, 45-24, 21-point lead for King Cove. Johnny brings it across the timeline, goes right side, fakes a jumper, kicks it out to Cody Mack across to Mark Newton, puts it down in the corner for Christensen, back to Newton, left wing, cross-cornered right corner there to Johnny. Johnny dribbles right, goes down the lane, up and under, and he's going to draw a foul on Jason Mike. Nice move by Johnny. They gave him the baseline, and he took it. Now we have Michael Nanaluk checks back in for the Manicotic Lynx, and he'll replace Theron Paul, number 33. T-Jack's ball underneath, far end away from us. Johnny's going to inbound the ball. He slaps the ball, finds Mark Newton underneath for the easy two. Mark broke free to the left and put it in off the glass. Mark Newton now with 8 points. And the T-Jacks lead is increased to 47-24. Pressure in the backcourt, nearly stolen away. Benji Moken has it now. He finds Franklin at the top of the three-point arc. Gets over to Matt Andrews, 4-3, nothing but air. Rebound, nice job under there by Nanaluk. And he gets the ball to Jason Mike, who misses it. Another shot for the Manicotic Lynx, no good. And Mike gets a rebound on this side and puts it back up and in. 45-26. Oh, and Johnny Samuelson goes in hard, and he gets the midair collision there with number 23, Matt Andrews, who will be called for the assault there as Johnny drove to the basket. Johnny pops right back up, goes to the line, shooting two. First one is up and no good. Johnny claps his hands, rubs them together, turns away. Josiah Mack enters the game for Mark Newton. Good game by Mark today. 8 points on the day for the T-Jacks. Mark's handled the ball quite a bit. Johnny dribbles, puts the second one up, and it bounces around and in. So Johnny now with 26. T-Jacks, they put, I believe, the last 3 points of the game up on the wrong side. It shows 46-26. Here's a long-distance shot by Franklin. No good. The rebound is grabbed by Drake Newman, but then he loses it out of bounds. And someone needs to call attention to the scorers, put the point up for the wrong side, and no one's noticed that yet. Matt Andrews now throws up a long three, no good, tapped out, recovered by Benji Moken for the Lynx, 5:25 to play here in the fourth quarter. Benji Moken dribbling, goes down the line, throws up an air ball out of bounds to the T-Jack.
The scoreboard's wrong. The last couple of points went up for the Lynx instead of the T-Jacks.
I think it's wrong. We're going to have the officials going to check the scorebook as the last free throw by Johnny Samuelson was counted for the Lynx instead of the T-Jacks, and I think maybe even the basket before that. The official is at the line, or I'm sorry, at the scorer's bench, and they're counting it up. Let's see, we have the T-Jacks with 7 points here in the quarter. And they had 41, so they should have 48, according to our tally, I believe. Let's see if they'll make a change here. No change yet. And now we have another substitution for Manicotic. T-Zack should have 48, but they still should have only 46. Interesting. I'm not a math genius, but I can count, and the ball goes out of bounds off of the T-Jacks over to the Manicotic Lynx. So the scoreboard shows 46-26. T-Jacks leading by 20. The ball is brought up there by Franklin. But 31 Wesley Ellerelia tied up by Cody Mack. Possession arrow points to Manicotic, and they'll get the ball out of bounds far side with 4:58 to play. Here's a lob pass across to Nanaluk. He gets the ball to Benji Moken, loses it. Now it's knocked away by Johnny Samuelson in the backcourt. Does a good job cutting the baseline as Moken recovers the ball. Moken drives down. Nice pass underneath to Jason Mike for two. And the Manicotic score now is 28. King Cove leads 46-28. Johnny Samuelson with the ball down the right wing. Dribbling deliberately there, guarded by Benji Moken. He gives it to Drayton Newman, who's checked in. I think we mentioned that a moment ago as he went for a rebound. Johnny now with a spin move, goes up for an off-balance two and drains it. Oh, it's a three-pointer. Three-pointer for Johnny. Nothing but net there, and we have Johnny now with 29 points, 49-28. T-Jacks with the lead. The ball is knocked out of bounds by Cody Mack. Out of bounds right in front of us here to Manicotic as they have some wholesale substitutions coming in. Matt Andrews, Deron Paul, check back in. Number 43, Kiko John, enters the game, along with Wesley Ellerelia and Jonathan Franklin. On the floor for the T-Jacks, Cody Mack, Johnny Samuelson, Josiah Mack, Drake Newman, and Christian Christensen. Matt Andrews stops at half court, reverses dribble, comes around left side, puts it up, no good. Rebounded by Christensen, off to Johnny Samuelson, goes behind the back, switches over to the right-hand dribble. He's being followed from behind. He dishes it off right side, and Cody Mack knocks down a three from the right corner. Nice shot there by Cody. Cody with 7 points in the game. And the T-Jacks now lead 52-28 with 3:42 to play in the fourth quarter. The ball goes to Benji Moken in the lane, stolen away by Johnny Samuelson. He puts a lob for Cody Mack. Cody takes it, goes up, and lays it in. Thought he was going to draw the foul, but he didn't. 5 in the quarter for Cody, 9 in the game. And the T-Jacks now with a 26-point lead, 54-28. And here's number 13, Jonathan Franklin with a nice drive, a scoop, and lays it in. Nice take there by Franklin, who steals the ball back now, gets it off to number 31, Wesley Ellerelia. He passed the ball to Theron Paul, and his shot was partially blocked and went up over the backboard. Manicotic ball underneath. Ball is inbound, stolen by Josiah Mack. He gets it to Johnny. Johnny going down, no-look pass backwards for Cody Mack. Cody sets up, takes the long-range jumper, no good. Rebound by Christensen, rolls off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound is taken there by Matt Andrews with 2:55 to play. Brings it up in the front court, and he's going to draw a blocking foul against Drayton Newman. Drayton attempted to stop the drive. And it'll be a Manicotic ball out of bounds underneath their own basket. And that's the second team foul of the half for the King Cove T-Jacks, a fast-moving half here. And Christian and Josiah both go out. Larry Bear and Devin Mack enter the game for the T-Jacks. Ball is inbound. Nice pass inbound. No good. The rebound pulled down by Larry Bear. Larry looking for an outlet. Gets it to Devin Mack. Back over to Johnny Samuelson, and Johnny will advance the ball across the timeline for the T-Jacks. Gets a pass down to Larry Bear, but it's off of Larry's hands. Larry wasn't looking and spun around at the last second. Nearly made a nice grab of that pass, but it went out of bounds over to Manicotic. 2:36 to play in this one. T-Jacks holding a 24-point lead, 54-30. Matt Andrews dribbling the ball right wing, seeking to drive the lane. Now throws a cross-court pass for Jonathan Franklin. He goes into the lane, puts up a jumper, rolls around, no good. Nice rebound there by the Lynx. As Wesley got that one, the ball is loose now. Devin Mack picks it up, gets it to Cody Mack, and he brings it across the timeline. Lob pass down for Larry Bear, but it's intercepted. Cody with a little too much air into that pass. Larry pressuring the Lynx player, Wesley Ellerelia, in the backcourt, who now comes up for a three, and it's partially blocked from behind by Cody Mack. The rebound is grabbed there by Manicotic, put up no good. Rebounded again by Theron Paul, and he's going to be fouled by Drayton Newman. Some good action there on the offensive glass for the Lynx. Drayton picks up his second foul of the game. third and a half for the King Cove T-Jacks. 1:54 to go in the fourth quarter. T-Jacks 54, Manicotic Lynx 30. First shot is up and rolls around and out. No good. Now we have Dalton Gould checks in for Cody Mack. Cody getting a little love from the crowd over there. Cody finishes with 9 points. And there'll be one more shot here by Theron Paul. His second one is up and good. His first point of the game. 54-31, T-Jacks. Johnny inbounds to Larry Bear, who gets it back to Johnny and hustles down the court. Johnny drives to the middle. Lane is open, dishes it for Larry. Larry tries to take a shot, and he's going to be called for traveling. He put the ball up over his head and was mugged from behind, but not before he took a stutter step, and the ball will go back to Manicotic. 1:40 to play, 54-31, T-Jacks. Cross-court pass from Andrews to Franklin. He dribbles down the lane, puts up a runner off the back of the rim, no good. Tapped out and recovered by Franklin. Good tap out there by Andrews. Franklin lobs the pass over to Theron Paul. He looks for Benji Moken, pulls it back. Still has the ball, gets it back to Franklin. He drives in the lane again, another 8-foot jumper, rolls around, drops through. Nice shooter's touch there by Franklin. We show him with 15 for the game. 54-33, 21-point lead for the T-Jacks with 1:10 to go. Johnny loses the ball at half court but regains it. Now the spin, drives the lane, attempts to pass in for Drayton Newman. It's knocked away there and intercepted by Theron Paul, who's going to bring it the length of the floor. Goes up, and no good as Johnny hung in there and got a piece of that one. The rebound by Devin Mack, now stolen back by Theron Paul. He's fallen away and saves it into Franklin, who launches a three, no good. Rebounded by Johnny Samuelson with 47 seconds to play. T-Jacks are going to win this first-round matchup and advance to second-round game tomorrow. And here Drayton Newman gets the pass, and he travels as he went up for the shot. A good fake, but Drayton drug his pivot foot there. And the turnover back to the Lynx with 37 seconds to go. Ball brought up by Andrews on the right wing. He's dribbling there against Dalton Gould. Long pass across for Franklin off his hands, but he recovers it. Tipped away by Devin Mack over to Benji Moken. Back to Franklin. Good defense by Devin and Larry Bear up top. Devin really putting a lot of pressure here on Franklin as he looks to split the defense. Has to lob the ball down to Andrews. Andrews gets it inside there for Jordan Nukwak, who's in the game. And the rebound is loose and grabbed by Larry Bear. And then either went off Larry or Johnny out of bounds. Hit the line. 8 seconds to play. And we have a substitution here as Tyler Nanaluk comes in the game for Jordan Nukwak. And the ball will be inbounded with 8 seconds to play underneath the Manicotic basket. Thrown in by Theron Paul to Andrews. He's pressured out there by Drake Newman. Lob pass across for Franklin. He fakes a three, drives the lane, lays it up and in, but too late. The shot is no good. And that ends the game, this first-round action in the Sockeye Classic here at Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska, with a final score, the King Cove Tundra Jacks 54, the Manicotic Lynx 33. And we'll run down the scoring as we have it for you. I think I'm going to be 1 or 2 points off here from what the scoreboard shows, but we'll just go with what we got here, and they can sort it out later. In the fourth quarter, the T-Jacks scored 13 points to 10. For Manicotic, that's according to the scoreboard, the official score. Mine is unofficial. And what we have on the score sheet here, which again is unofficial, is 29 for Johnny Samuelson, 9 for Cody Mack, 8 for Mark Newton, 6 for Christian Christensen, and 4 for Avery Samuelson. And Jordan Hamilton sat this one out. Nothing wrong with Jordan. It was a disciplinary sit-down, and we look for Jordan to be back tomorrow. And the schedule, I wrote it down here earlier. Let me see if I can find what I had for you here. The T-Jacks, I believe, will play a 3:30 game tomorrow. I don't have the bracket in front of me here. Let me see if I can find it. Don't see it. Oh, here we go. All right, the T-Jacks will play 3 p.m. tomorrow. And then coming up at 6 p.m. tonight, we'll have the game between the King Cove Rookies and the homestanding Bristol Bay Angels. That's 6 p.m. tonight. The winner of that game will move on to a second-round matchup tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. with the loser playing tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. So what we know now is tomorrow we have the Sandpoint Eagles playing at 9 a.m. In the morning in Game 1. The King Cove T-Jacks will be playing tomorrow at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And then the King Cove Rookies coming up here tonight on KSDP Radio, 830 a.m., 88.1 FM, and live streaming via the Internet. And so we hope you'll join us 6 p.m. tonight as we bring you that live action between the King Cove Rookies and the Bristol Bay Angels. Coach Connie Newton's squad will look to win their fifth consecutive game and run their record to 5-1. The King Cove T-Jacks now stand at 11-0 as they look to second-round action here at the Sockeye Classic. So we're going to be back with you tonight just before 6 p.m. to bring you the live action for the King Cove Rookies game. And until then, I'm Rob Lanham from the Sockeye Classic at Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. The final score, once again, in first-round action, the King Cove T-Jacks 54, the Manicotic Lynx 33. And so long, everyone. We'll see you here in a few hours with the Rookies game. Virgil, back to you.